Guess what today is. Just have a guess.
Wednesday.
It's actually Friday.
But also, it's Nauru Independence Day today. So cue up that national anthem, please. There we go. Now, let me give you some fun facts about Nauru, Jacob. You know, today marks 57 years since the Republic of Nauru gained their independence from Australia on January 31st, 1968. They're also officially the smallest island nation in the Pacific, which, you know, makes it the smallest independent island nation in the world, with just 21 square kilometers of land, Jacob. That's a suburb of Brisbane, maybe? I don't know. I don't really know Brisbane, but do you know the capital of Nauru?
No.
That's okay. It's a trick question, man, because Nauru has no official capital.
Dang!
It's Friday.
I'm allowed to quiz
so
you this much.
So early for a quiz.
Can you tell me how many rivers can be found in Nauru?
I'm going to say a cool 3 rivers.
It's another trick question, Jacob. Nauru has 0 rivers on the island. 21 square kilometers, no rivers. In fact, its airport actually runs the stretch of almost one entire length of the island.
Wow.
On one side. If you look at one side of the island, the airport runway is like that whole side of the island. Now, of course, we can't talk about Nauru without talking about the obvious devastation that the island has faced due to the phosphate mining over the years. In fact, there was talks of relocating the entire country's population over to Australia back in the 60s. The landscape was just so badly damaged by, like, almost a century of mining. It actually stripped 80 to 90% of the country's land area. And, you know, people were concerned that rebuilding the island would be too costly. So the Prime Minister of Australia at the time, Robert Menzies, he was like, well, Australia has a clear obligation to provide a future for Nauruans. And they actually, like, they considered moving the country to another island just off the coast of Queensland. And it's an island called Curtis Island, which means, Jacob, in another life, you would have had a lot of Nauruan neighbors around your parts of central Queensland growing up.
Yeah, that's hectic. I'm pretty sure I know Curtis Island. I don't think I've been there, but I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Yeah, well, they talked about moving the whole population of Nauru to Curtis Island. It's 15 square kilometers.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
Smaller than Nauru. So in a way, you know, Nauruans chose, right? They opted to stay put on their land. And a few years later, they would attain their independence from the Australian government. Of course, one of the things that came with the independence was adopting their national flag. It's a big blue flag, straight yellow line in the middle. There's a big pointy white star underneath that yellow line. Jacob, could you hazard a guess as to what each of those elements of the flag symbolizes for Nauru?
Okay, I'm going to say the blue is like the ocean.
Correct.
I'm going to say the yellow is like the equator.
You got it.
Oh, yeah, true?
That's right. That's 2 for 2, man.
And
then, one more element.
And I swear, the star, is that just Nauru?
Yeah, the flag literally represents Nauru's geographical location in the Pacific.
I'm going to say, that's a beautiful looking flag. If you're, you know what I mean, Nauruan, you should be proud of that flag.
I like that. Because, you know, when you look at a flag, you're like, where are we at? Over here.
Hey, exactly.
You know, wave the flags. It shows, you know, where you live. And that's kind of nice, you know?
That is. And I'm a person who gets lost. I wish more flags were like that. You know, I can find my way.
Yeah, you know, all these other flags, like even Papua New Guinea's guilty of this, just has the Southern Cross there. It's like, so what? Everybody sees the Southern Cross
yeah,
where
no,
they're
man.
At. where are you located? And I'm just like, oh, come on. Then again, at least PNG doesn't have the same flag as another country like, you know, New Zealand, Australia. They copied each other's notes.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's embarrassing.
Very confusing as a kid, I will say.
Yeah, they both have the same flag. 0 points for originality.
You're listening to Nija Daily on ABC Radio Australia.